This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
How about it? Bob Marley to Brian Dawkins. Dawkins studio with us right now. All right, we're going to get some calls in this segment. Time's yours and more. Let's also conclude, John. We got to get to our Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. An odd transition from Bob Marley to Pete Rose. But let's do these questions. All right, John, the first question. I got all the votes. Thousands of votes have come in. Do you think Pete Rose should get into the Hall of Fame in the next 10 years? John, how do people vote?
I'm going to say 54% say yes.
70% wow. Say yes. All right. Okay. Do the folks think he will get into the Hall of Fame in the next 10 years?
I'm going to guess no, that people are the other end of that. 30% think it will actually happen.
The number goes up.
You got to be kidding
75%
me.
75% say he will. Ben, will he? Horrendous next 10 years?
Yes, he'll get in.
I don't know. I'm not sure. James, is it going to get in?
Do they make him wait the 10?
Well, it's not like that. We're just saying he could have multiple opportunities.
I'm not as sure as Ben, but if I had to like bet my house on it, I would say he gets in within the 10 years.
We'll
but
say.
I don't feel as confident as Ben.
All right, talk with us in studio. Let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to Tom right now. Yo, Tom.
Yo, Joe. Thanks for getting me in, man.
Of course.
Hey, Weapon X, man, this is a big time honor to be speaking to you. You know, the reason I'm so proud to be a Philadelphia Eagle fan is partly because of yourself. I hold you at number one. The way you carried yourself both on and off the field, tough as hell, always coming, bringing it heat, you know, and I appreciate the fact that you left everything out there every time. And I can't tell you, I'm 58 years old, besides a few people and my animals, my dogs, I love nothing more than the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm so proud of you when you got in 2018 in the Hall of Fame. It was truly, I felt so great about it. Thank you so much. And I'm not trying to get all heavy here, but about 3.5 years ago, I was up against it with a health issue. And there were days where I didn't want to do the treatment. And I swear to you, I hope that I would be able to tell you this. I put tape of you in. And man, thank you for giving me the inspiration to go on, brother. I love you.
Wow. No, love you, brother. Love you. Wow. And thank you for fighting. Thank you for fighting, brother.
Thank you for carrying yourself in nothing but the utmost manner and leaving everything out there every time. I can't tell you the respect that I garner for yourself.
That's tremendous, Tom. What a call. Tom, you can win the Metallica tickets. I don't even know how to move off that to Metallica, but give me a great scene. It's got weather in a movie or a show. Give me a scene, Tom.
Okay, Joe, I'm Keanu Reeves, and you're Patrick Swayze. I missed you in Fiji by about a week, but I knew you wouldn't miss a 50-year storm, Bodie.
Oh, yeah, Bodie. The very, very, very end of Point Break. That's an interesting answer right there. I like
Let's him go. All the FBI, the CIA, whatever, all the people here. He's go surf the wave, brother.
Wild. So, Doc, that concept of Tom's call, which was powerful right there and poignant, I've been around you enough. I've heard people approach you with these topics. And I talked to Brandon Graham about this recently because BG and I did an event last week we were honoring Brandon upon his retirement. The weight, the responsibility that comes with people approaching you like that. Brandon told a story last week that there is someone who is alive, who has it in their will that when he dies, his family must have him buried in a Brandon Graham jersey. Yeah. I know you've had these types of things. What's it like? What's it like to have that impact on people's lives?
Well, first of all, it's extremely humbling to know that I've my life lived have had that type of effect on people, that people have had their family members buried in my jersey. Like, I don't it's to know that, again, the life that I've lived, the way that I've lived my life, had someone in those waning moments to say that that is something that they want to make sure that that happens. It's a humbling thing, but it's also something that pushes in me to continue to do what I'm doing and get better at it if I can. Like, if I can be a better me, I want to be a better me. And I just don't want to be a better me for just me. I want to be a better me for my family. But if I can be a better me and that helps people like this that individual, yeah, who just called, what is his name?
Tom,
yeah, thank you again for the call, to fight, to fight just with a passion, with a fervor, whatever comes my way. I don't care how bad it feels and how bad I don't want to do it. I'm going to continue to fight. If I can help people do that and then they, you know, are here for their loved ones a little, you know, longer, then I'm going to continue to do it.
How long have you realized, how long have you recognized that you have this power? I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, truly.
He's amazing, Mr. Miyagi to Danielson for the city teammate of Philadelphia.
Amazing to be your teammate, to see the things that you could do athletically. But this really is, I mean, it's profound the way that you impact everyone who's listening. The way that you played had such an effect.
Yeah. And ultimately, you know, I'm a man of faith. So that's the number one of how I go about doing what I do. And then I care for people, man. I really care. Like, I loved y'all. Like, as my teammates, I didn't just say it. Like, I went out and played the game the way that I played it because I love y'all to that point that I'm willing to do some of the dumb stuff that I would do to myself.
I get that.
Yeah. But and so even in the preparation during the week, certain things that I was wanting to do and going to do extra, why? Because I never wanted to be a liability. I always wanted to be someone that all y'all can count on, fans, everybody can count on. And so when you live life through that lens, that I'm constantly looking, like you was talking about earlier, being positive, that I'm always looking for the positive thing. I'm always looking for the nugget in the experience. Even I'm going through a tough situation, I always say, don't just go through it, you grow through it. So you're growing through your life's experiences. So that means that even in tough times, I'm looking for, okay, so what am I learning here? What am I gaining here? How can I use this to motivate myself to move forward, to do better, to be better? I'm not doing it for my teammates, like, you know, my teammates in the locker room anymore. But there are also people that are still listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth, right? So if I can then inspire them to live life through a different lens, to see life, their situation through a different lens, again, that allows them to go do things differently, I have to do that. If I don't do what I'm doing and live my life the way that I'm living with the wisdom I've been given, I believe I'm a selfish cat, right? Because there's some things that I do on a consistent basis that allows me to live this life in a joyous state. So if I keep that to myself and I don't share that with other people to allow them to potentially experience it for themselves, I'm a selfish dude, and I am not a selfish dude.
No, you're not. And let me tell you something, Doc, and I mean this so sincerely. Hall of Fame speech, my lifetime, I don't think I've ever seen a moment in Philadelphia sports, and that's a part of Philadelphia sports. It wasn't a game, but it was part of the Philadelphia sports culture. I don't think I've ever seen anything in my 46 years that was more courageous or inspirational for 5, 10, 15 minutes than your speech at the Hall of Fame. I mean that.
No, thank you. And that was from the heart. That was,
I know, us.
That was 100% from the heart, brother.
We were well aware, man. Well aware. So let's talk about this upcoming season. And we're trying to fit as much as we can into this 1 hour. And reminder that, you know, Brian Dawkins, Godfounding, is coming up here. And give me the full name again. Can you say that?
The Stolfus Structure.
Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Yes.
Yes. All right, so it's going to be at Penn Oaks Golf Club June 1st and 2nd. By the way, Joe and Hugh's show will broadcast from there. Spike, Ike, and Jack's show will broadcast from there. June 1st and 2nd is the tournament. Tee off with a VIP reception. It's going to have an island feel party, sort of a Hawaiian party feel. There's going to be auction items, obviously, to try to raise great money for the charity. And tickets for this are available, although I will just be the guy that says the obvious. They're going to sell out, ladies and gentlemen. So get yourself quickly to BrianDawkins.com, and I'll say this makes a great gift for someone else. Or it'd be like I would do it. I just buy it for myself. I'm just joking. All right, Doc, I know you got the Eagles schedule in front of you. What's your reaction? There's a lot in there. It's a lot of tough. Now, the Eagles are bringing tough to the opponents, but there's a lot of tough opponents in there. What strikes you when you look at the Eagles schedule?
They have 17 games to play.
I would say 20.
There we go.
Good work there. There you go.
And I'm not counting the preseason.
As of right now, what I see right now, they have 17 games to play. And they're going to play each one of those.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Opponents one at a time. They're not going to play all of them at the same time. That's the way you look at it. So if you look at it and you lump everything together, oh my goodness, they got it. No.
Daunting, yeah.
It's one. Overwhelming. It's one team. Matter of fact, if you want to cover up every team besides the first team, if that helps you in your, I'm talking to whoever's listening to, if that helps you in your stress level, then just cover up all the other teams.
It does make it easier. I mean, every team I was ever on, that's the way we dealt with
it. It's such a pro's pro way of looking at it.
Yeah, and fans, we are very different. Seltzeria, we're very different here.
A little bit. Sports radio might sound a little different if we're like, all right, one game season. Let's talk about it.
I'm going to talk in coach speak from now on. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Rhea. Doc, we call this segment Time's Yours because, Andy, the whole deal. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only. From Xfinity Mobile, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Brian Dawkins was more than just an Eagles player, man. He was the heartbeat of the Philadelphia Eagles. He was the hammer in our shield, man, the protector of the turf, the punisher of the brave who dared to cross the middle. He could cover like a corner, hit like a linebacker. He led like a general. He didn't play defense. Brian Dawkins commanded defense.
Love it. And Algie Crumpler's still feeling that hit, right, Talk, 20 years later?
I feel bad for Algie, man. Like, seriously. Like, everybody... That's what he's known for in Philadelphia.
And he was a pretty good player.
He was a good tight end, too.
Brian Dawkins, the first time I met you was after the Super Bowl at the 2005 Pro Bowl. You did an interview with me for Armed Forces Networks when I was in the Navy. Signed my jersey. I remember standing there with you on the field. And there I am wearing that signed Brian Dawkins jersey before Super Bowl 59. Go Birds. You're my favorite Eagle. Love you, man.
That's good stuff, man. That's man. Good.
Brian Dawkins, you are the reason why me and my nephews got season tickets. Your on-the-field work ethic is second to none. You're my favorite Eagle of all time. I've worn your jersey since you've been there and still do to this day. You're an example of what a human should be off the field. And I raised my son pointing to you and looking at you saying, that's the type of human being you should be. Love you, Brian. Love you.
Wow. Wow.
Shout out to the great Brian Dawkins, Hall of Famer, my all-time favorite Eagle. Thanks for everything, Doc. I just want you to know I have a son going into high school and a daughter going to middle school, and I use one of your quotes all the time with them, and it really resonates. Respect is not given. It is earned. Go Birds.
Love it. Doc, and we keep playing these forever. That's good. That's good batch right there. We appreciate people stepping up with those calls. Sorry we can't play them all, but thanks to everyone. The call time's yours. With that, let's shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, so Doc, how about this fact? Big Red obviously smoked in his last game. I mean, you know, demolished, as we touched on earlier. But how about the fact that Big Red, your guy, your coach, your whole time here. One of your two coaches here. He's got like a really good shot to have the all-time record in a few years.
Yes.
He's probably going to get it.
Yeah. And so it does not, number one, it does not surprise me.
Yep.
And I know his tenure here was rough because we could never get over the hump.
It wasn't rough. That's not the right word. It was
a big one.
It had rough moments. But you guys, Doc, let me just say that. I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah,
but you guys gave us so much, man. I hope, I hope you know. That's the way I view it. It's the way most people view it. Yes, there were down moments. Losing to Tampa Bay was a bummer. Carolina, we can go on down the line. But, I mean, my God, you guys achieved so much. I hope you know that.
Yeah, so what I was about to say was, in the eyes of some, right, not the majority,
yeah,
that was his tenure here, but it wasn't. Like, we were a winning fan franchise. What we did, what he brought, the organization, what they brought in with Andy Reid and the coaching staff, with obviously Jim Johnson, is they took a group of individuals coming off of some tough times under Ray Rose, but we had bonded together as teammates because of those tough times. We were bonded together.
And the D was set by 98. You guys were established.
Right. And so once they got us, Andy and Jim got us and gave us some direction and all of those things, then it took off pretty quickly. And we became a team that every year we expected to not just be in the playoffs. We expected to go deep into playoffs, right? And so that is the foundation that the Eagles teams after that have been building off of, right? And so now we get to the space now that we just don't get to the playoffs. We just don't go deep into the playoffs. We win the doggone big game. So So again, I'm proud to be a part of the foundation of that, era, if you will, of the winning here in Philadelphia to the way that we did it, to the point that, again, we're expected every year to be running and chasing that trophy and have a legit chance at it. Not because everybody in the league has that mindset in the beginning, but people will tell you like maybe 4 to 5 teams that have realistic chances.
Sure.
And we were consistently one of those teams.
No question. All right, we got very limited time here. Let's just do one or two quick things. Sirianni, do you know him? Your relationship with him? What's it like?
I love the growth I've seen in him from day one to where he is right now. You can see it. He's more comfortable in who he is. I believe he knows who he is now. I believe he knows his strengths. He's worked on his weaknesses, right? And he's a completely different coach now than he was when he first came here. And that's a great thing.
Yeah. I'll wrap with this. Well, first off, real quick before that, we got to award the winner for the prize for best scene, John, in a movie or show with crazy weather. All right, let's come up with a winning. So is it The Wizard of Oz Tornado? I mean, that's a pretty big one.
I think that's, that's as chalk and strong.
I mean, Back to the Future, Clock Tower's big. Castaway Plane's nice.
Too.
You got some Jurassic Park in here. You got Singing in the Rain.
And that's a big one.
I think it's
Wizard of Oz. Seltzer,
Wizard of Oz?
Sure. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah.
Sure. I probably would have gone back
it's
to the future Jurassic Park, but that's fine. I'm fine
Wizard
with the Wizard of Oz. It's fine.
All right, congratulations.
I feel like we go a little Wizard of Oz heavy on
a
this show,
too
but
much.
It's fine.
Guys, it's a classic. Which of these others is also in the top 5 movies of all time? I'm just saying. You want to
Jurassic Park is higher on my personal list than Wizard of Oz.
Well,
without a doubt,
I would call you a dummy, but Brian Dawkins is telling me that's rude. I'm not supposed to talk that way to people. Talk two things. Congratulations on all you've done.
Thank you.
And who you are.
Thank you.
And thank you. for who you are and all you've done. Because like we love you. And I mean that. We really do.
Feeling is mutual, brother.
I don't know who would win the steel cage match of most beloved Eagle between you, Kelsey, and Brandon Graham. And someday you might need to get in there. Because, John, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
I think Doc's got it.
But man. I like
Let's be truthful.
I'll say this. You're an all-timer, Doc. Thanks for everything you've done, man. No. And listen, reminder to everyone, this great golf outing is coming up June 1st and 2nd. Get yourself there. Tickets will obviously sell out. So BrianDawkins.com is the website. I encourage you to get there soon. BrianDawkins.com for tickets.
And auction as well. Make sure to check out the auction, please.
And it's raising money for?
Yes, the Brian Dawkins Impact Foundation, right, for the youth and the single parents here in Philadelphia.
Awesome. No better cause. Doc, stay well, man. Thanks for being here today. Everyone, have a wonderful rest of the day.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.